two things. In fact, if you can hear the music, I'm in rehearsal right now for it. Because, you know, every time I get a new production, I do so many productions. I must have done Fiddler 15 times, 20 times, 15 times at least. Every time I go to Fiddler, I had a meeting with Hal Prince maybe 25 years ago, asked to be his assistant once. And he said, do you have any questions for me? And I said, yeah, what do you do on opening night? He said, I throw my script away and start fresh the next time I do it. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, I do a lot of opera. And when I do Aida for the 10th time, I need to come back to Aida where I am in my life at that point. What I've learned, how I've grown, how the world has changed. And that's basically what I kind of do. And now I'm back in. Now I'm dealing with Ursula now. I'm working with Ursula a little, making it more buoyant, making her more of an octopus. So I keep working on it as we go, which keeps it fresh because I'm around it. I was just in Sacramento with them. I'm coming to Dallas with them to keep it fresh, to keep it alive, to keep it what we want it to be. Because, you know, Little Mermaid's licensed, but there's really only one big production of it that's going around, and it's this one. So I have to take very good care of it.
It's your baby, Glenn.
Yeah. Also for the audience to see it's fresh and not let them fall into a children's show to make sure that the cast really understands the adult form of it. When the father lets his daughter go at the end, the audience should be very moved. You know, so it's that kind of thing.